Dave and Darren.
Okay.
Still.
It still gets a chuckle, doesn't it?
Hello there.
And we're laughing at you, not with you. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Trying to rise from the ashes.
Hello.
Maybe this'll work.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll try this now. Maybe this'll work. Yeah. Welcome, everybody, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. We're confident this will work. I mean, this has been going on for more than 5 years now, this podcast.
How about it?
Yeah.
We're in graduate school.
How many radio stations in this town haven't lasted 5 years?
Plenty.
Most of them.
How many restaurants?
Well, that's a good point, too. Restaurants.
That's a tough business.
Just saw where the downtown deli is closing.
Yeah.
After 20-some years.
Well, that's a good run.
Yeah. I mean, nothing gold can stay, pony boy. Isn't that what they say?
I could have done my part, I suppose.
Did you see where you're...
By going in there once.
Yeah.
Never once.
Yeah.
I think
I went once. It was the sandwich. It wasn't life-changing. And that was probably 20 years ago when they opened.
What was the name?
I'll give this deli a try.
What was the name of the good people that were right down in that neighborhood that had the Larry Cupcake? Cupcakes and More.
Oh, yeah.
Home
of the Amazing Larry Cupcake.
They had a good run.
Yeah, they did. They were right before the big cupcake boom of the aughts. Because then there were cupcake places that just blew up all over the damn place.
That Food Network.
Yeah.
That's all it is cupcake wars.
Everything's a war.
Everything's got to be a damn cupcake and a war.
Do you see your Houston Astros are in some trouble?
It sure looks that way. They've suspended their general manager and their manager for a year. Wouldn't you just fire them at that point?
Yeah, who's going
to
take...
Are they not allowed to have a general manager? Allowed to have a manager?
Yeah, does the assistant GM take over for a year? Like,
why wouldn't you just get rid of those people?
For a year? Yeah, I don't know.
And then they've lost some draft picks?
Mm-hmm.
This was all a result of cheating the year that they won it all, huh?
And they had to pay a $5 million fine. But you know what they still have? World Series title, bitch. World Series champs 2017. Although, it'll be interesting to see how they bounce back from this. When you have... I'd forgotten that...
It's the Boston Red Sox turn.
Was it Sean Payton that had to sit out for a year in the NFL after Bounty Gate, where like they didn't let him coach?
Yes.
So you just have an interim coach for an entire year.
I think that's what they did. You don't have the option of getting rid of those people?
I don't know why they would suspend rather than say you can't work in baseball anymore. Must be a legal thing. But yeah, Major League Baseball going after the Astros pretty hard, and now the Boston Red Sox and New England Patriots are dealing with their own cheating scandals.
Right. Another thing that they did, they took away the first and second round picks for this year and next.
Oh, boy.
So...
And those would be River Bandits at some point.
Not now, I guess. Not now.
Well, Houston didn't want to send him there anyway, so it all works out nicely. Yeah, that's big, big developing news as we're sitting here doing the show for you in the Capriati Studios. It's a thrill to be back, everybody.
About a month from spring training.
Isn't that crazy? Can't get hip here soon enough.
Yeah, hold your horses.
All right, I forgot.
Baseball will be here soon enough.
I forgot.
Don't wish your life away.
Hello.
I forgot.
Stop somebody, and smell the roses.
Somebody has to go to work for 15-hour days all summer long. I guess the baseball season is something that I'm looking forward to a little bit more than maybe others that do the podcast with
let's
me.
Let's all just relax and
when the hell does a baseball season
appreciate what we have right now?
Okay, we'll just enjoy it for what it is. Gwyneth Paltrow has a
I've heard of this.
Has a candle out now.
Boy, we're getting ripped off yet again. Don't you remember this? Don't you remember this idea that we had? Now it wasn't quite this, but it was close.
You're talking about the Yank Me candles? Is that what we called it?
We had one that was going to be. The scent was going to be Ashley Judge's neck. Or Ashley Judd's neck. Not Judge's, Judd's neck.
Ashley, the candle that smells like Ashley Judd's neck.
Yes.
Gwyneth Paltrow has...
Do you think this is a yumbo?
Like that she's doing this just to get attention?
Yeah.
Probably.
All right, tell us what she's doing.
She's shocking the world with a sale. She's got Goop. Now, Goop is the name of her online concern where she tells women how they should be living their lives. And the way to live your life in the most Gwyneth Paltrow-esque way is to go to her website and give her a lot of your money. Mm-hmm. So she sells a bunch of garbage to these women, and they go nuts for it. And then she'll have little videos.
Well?
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of the advice is taking care of your downstairs, I think. Like, a lot of it is just maintenance on your lady parts.
Somebody offers you a role in Shakespeare in Love, mm-hmm. you take it.
Even if he's creepy Harvey Weinstein?
You take it. That's an Oscar winner.
I would argue maybe it shouldn't have been, but...
Well, that's a legitimate argument.
Right? I'm just jealous because Gwyneth and I have been alive the exact same amount of time, and she's gotten a lot more done with her life than I have.
What time of the day, though?
When was she born?
Yes.
I don't know.
Something you could bring up.
If I ever run into her, yeah. But see, I've thought about this. If I'm ever in a room with Gwyneth Paltrow, I can't lead with, I was born on the exact same day as you.
What are you going to lead with?
I don't know.
I've bought a lot of stuff.
Talk about the weather, and then I can talk about stuff I bought at her Goop store.
I was going to say, I've been very loyal to you at Goop.
I maxed out my credit cards on Goop. Also, we have the same birthday. Can I have a lock of your hair? Thank you.
Would you mind continue to send me a lock of your hair? Is there somehow I could be part of your lock of the hair month club?
She might do that though. She might write. I could see her writing that down.
Here it is, Dave.
That's not bad, Dave. The candle is called "This Smells Like My Vagina," and for $75, it's a candle that smells like her vagina. I guess
so. She says.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who would know? Brad Pitt, Ben Affleck, who else?
Well, here's the thing.
Coldplay gentleman?
If it's just 100% perfume, mm-hmm. that's not... Come on. There's got to be a certain twang to
it. A certain whiff of suggestion?
Exactly.
The candle is called "This Smells Like My Vagina." It costs $75. And it's a fragrance packed with geranium, citrusy bergamot, and cedar. Cedar?
No.
What do you got, moths up there? Why would you have cedar?
There's got to be. That's fine if you want to add all those different scents, but there's got to be a little bit of what we call the oldest spice involved with this.
The product description reads, quote, now understand, GP is how they say Gwyneth Paltrow on Goop. GP.
GP's going to be in the office today.
Right. It says, this candle started out as a joke between perfumer Douglas Little and GP. The two were working on a fragrance, and she blurted out, oh, this smells like a vagina. But it evolved into a funny, gorgeous, sexy, beautifully unexpected scent.
Mm.
So yeah, that's a thing. This is what she's doing now. During the holiday season, Goop made headlines with a holiday gift guide that included $43,000 earrings and a BDSM kit. You know, for the holidays.
Now, is this one of those candles that has a wick that crackles?
Oh, right. Maybe. I'm not going to know because I wouldn't spend $75 for a candle that smelled like anything. I can't think of any scent I would pay to have... $75.
Well, it's got to be a very big candle for $75.
If it grants wishes, maybe I would buy it.
It's going to have to be long burning, like a year.
Like her vagina. It needs to have a long, slow burn. I'm guessing. I don't know.
What's in the box?
That would have been a better name for the candle.
Yeah.
Much better name for the candle. But no. I've got five.
Can't have anything nice.
You want to do the five things?
Let's do it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting At just $350, their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line, they offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. They are open Tuesdays through Friday from 10 till 5:30, and then they're also open on Saturday from 10 till 3. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, they're locally owned and operated, and you can check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com. Like them on Facebook, and of course, make sure you mention Nacho Radio when you make a purchase, and when you do, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including one
of the... We should mention the restaurants on 53rd Street in Davenport. That's not where we're at right now.
No, we're not.
Okay.
Well, there's that one on 53rd Street in Davenport, and then James has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, but
we're
at
neither location.
I don't know that the discount works in Cedar Rapids.
Oh, it does.
Does it?
Yes.
Because we have listeners in the Cedar Rapids area.
Yes.
Okay. Go use the magic words and get your deal.
Yes. Demand it. And yes,
it demand it.
It will work. They've also got some new sandwiches at Capriati's, including their barbecued chicken cheesesteak, premium grilled chicken with provolone cheese, topped with coleslaw, barbecue sauce, and crispy cheddar onions. See, it's the mustard's not on just one page.
You've had an entire weekend to print that off again, and you decided you'll go with the mustard.
Well, it's very legitimate.
That's what we're calling it, legitimate.
Uh huh.
Okay.
It's very artisan.
I don't think that's how that works.
It's not?
No.
Make sure that when you're at Capriati's, you mention Nacho Radio, and as Dave alluded to, you will receive a medium sandwich and only have to pay for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Number one on today's show.
Number one.
In my day, we used to call artisan homemade.
Cheap. But it's cheap but expensive. That's what artisan is. I was at this thing. Okay, so this weekend, my buddy Dan got us tickets to go to the Chicago Ale Fest.
Yes.
It's a beer festival in Chicago.
And being that the weather wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Can I tell you this story? We're there at the Ale Fest.
Yes.
And I knew I had a little window on Saturday morning where I could leave and not get snowed in. Because we were supposed to have some sort of horrific snow event. That did not happen.
No, thankfully.
So I wake up early on Saturday. I see that it's rained. I go, okay, it's just rain now.
I can still do it.
I can still get out of town. I can still go to my sweet home, Chicago. The town that Billy Sunday could not shut down. So I get in the car. I got to get gas. I drive to the nearest gas station. I get out of the car,
and
it's an ice rink. I fall face down on the pavement. And I'm like, great, I'm going to drive in this for 3 hours. This ought to be fun. I just did the speed limit. I got there in one piece.
Good.
So then we're there having beers at the beer festival. And I'm telling...
And you're staying the night.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Without question. So I'm telling the story. I'm like, yeah, it was so slippery. I got out of the car, and I slipped on the ice and fell down, right down. And our buddy Tony, my buddy Dan's buddy Tony, is like, you slipped on the ice. That's Darren's job.
No, that's my...
That's Darren's gimmick.
That's my bit.
Right? I'm like, oh, yeah.
And it should happen, too, because right now, the shoes that I have on, they're just...
It's almost like...
They're asking for it.
Part of me feels like you want to fall on the ice.
I don't want to fall.
But it feels like you do. You make these decisions to wear bad shoes when you know it's slippery.
Well, I got to get new shoes. I just don't want to get them right the second.
So you're going to get them when your arm's in a sprint?
Get them when the weather's nicer.
That makes no sense. Do you hear yourself talking out loud? You're going to get shoes that you need in bad weather when the weather's nicer.
Because, yeah.
You get a deal? What are you doing?
Well, no, it's not a deal.
I'll get the Yak Tracks in June.
It's just
supply and demand, David.
I don't want to muck them up right now.
They're called Mucklucks.
That was Spank.
Yeah, they're Mucklucks. Our top story comes to us from... somebody here says they're going to get you a new pair of shoes for your birthday. Yeah, that's about when he'll get around to doing it. December 29th of 2020. Here is a story from New Jersey where this woman was using Amazon to get diapers.
Okay.
Getting diapers can be a drag. So she uses Amazon, and they just come to the house.
It's got to be like, it's just, didn't we just buy these?
That's exactly what it's
didn't
like.
We just, God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when you buy them in these giant boxes.
And still, it's like, didn't we just buy them?
Exactly, exactly. Why are we buying this? This kid's just going to
just never ends.
Go to the bathroom in them. It's damn-diculous.
We're going to have this kid just grow up for the first 4 years. The first 4 years, you're living in a shower. I'm sorry.
You know what? Put some newspapers down.
And live in the shower.
You live in the shower.
You're not bubble boy. You're shower boy.
I took my first steps in the shower because
yeah,
my parents would just hose me down every 90 minutes.
I learned to talk in the shower.
That's sad.
Well, I'm sorry. It's constant with these diapers. Didn't we just buy 100 diapers?
So this mom is using Amazon delivery to get the diapers. She gets two boxes of diapers, and this is something that she does every month.
Very gross and potentially health-threatening Amazon delivery. You have to check this one out. Nastly Sales says she ordered two boxes of diapers from Amazon, as she does every month for her two daughters. She purchased the diapers from the site's Amazon warehouse section. That's where open box and returned items are sold at a discounted rate. But when the package arrived this week, she was horrified.
Up the diapers, and it was a little bit heavy. I was half asleep, the lights were off. At that point, I turned on the light, and that's when I noticed these diapers are neatly folded and they are soiled. I couldn't believe it.
Who does that sort of thing?
Somebody let their kids crap in the diapers. They then folded the diapers up, sent them back to Amazon for a return. Amazon just thought, diapers.
It's a return diaper. We'll move them on.
Now, I don't know. Like, times are tough. I get it. But you got to get a discount on diapers. Yeah, I bought the open box diapers. I wouldn't let open box diapers anywhere near my kids.
I mean, I've heard of secondhand stores.
Right.
But now, do you think that being that she buys two boxes for her two daughters,
mm-hmm.
that each kid gets one taken out of each their own box.
I'm sure I don't know.
On their own box?
Like it's a little race?
Like a little
diaper race?
Yes. She just does it for her own amusement to see.
You do have to, you do find a way to keep yourself entertained.
Yes, as opposed to going crazy.
One of her daughters is immune compromised, and sales said she was forced to disinfect the nursery just to be safe. In a statement, an Amazon spokesperson said, quote, "We are investigating the situation and are in contact with that customer to make it right."
Yeah,
I'll tell you this, though, I'll be damned if we're going to pay any taxes.
Amazon finished the statement by saying,
"By the way, eat it."
By the way,
we don't pay taxes. Live with it.
Just as an aside,
get over it.
We're going to keep sending you people feces.
Get over it.
And you'll pay us for the pleasure of us doing it to you.
Uh-huh.
How about that? $1 trillion a year. You know how much we paid in taxes?
Have another baby.
Number two.
You would be a great spokesperson for Amazon. They should hire you. We reached out to Amazon, and their spokesperson, Darren Pitcher, had this to say. Once you have another baby.
Well, if you're going to give me free range.
What do I care?
No regrets, just love, then I'll do it.
You missed your calling. You need to be a company spokesperson, but a company that is just so far above, can't do anything
right.
To get in trouble.
Can't touch them.
Right.
What are you gonna do? We're talking about?
This story comes to us from Canada, where I guess they have their own version of the Family Feud up there. Family Feud Canada, they call it. What, Steve Harvey's not good enough for those people up there? They got to have their own Family Feud?
Boy, he never really took... much heat. He never really. There was no repercussions for him screwing up Miss America the way he did.
If anything, he got more work.
Yeah.
So they did They had a $10,000 jackpot. I'm guessing that the thing came to an absolute. It was a tie.
This was a game show.
This is Family Feud Canada. I'm going to play you the audio. This woman gives a wrong answer, mm-hmm. and then she does a dance. She's so convinced that she's right.
She's right.
She does a dance. So I need you to picture that in your head.
Mm-hmm.
This is. Family Feud Canada. I'll just let the audio speak for itself.
All right, no team has reached 300 points, which means we're going to sudden death. Give me Logan. Give me Eve.
It's the Dubois family versus, I don't know, Lebec family.
All right. Real simple. There's one question. Only one answer. Whoever gets it, you're playing for $10,000. That's it. Whoever guesses this wins the game. Here we go. Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken! Oh my God!
Show me chicken!
Spinach, Jerry.
Show me spinach!
Of course the answer is spinach.
So she was thinking of the restaurant.
Yes.
Chicken!
Here, she's trying to defend her choice.
Chicken! 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 Oh, wow! Wow! Oh, man! The best chicken!
Yeah, the family is not happy with her.
See, the thing is, I couldn't understand any of that because of the thick accents.
It's true. That's why we offer for our patrons closed captioning for our podcasts.
Yeah.
It costs a little bit more, but I think we're worth
it. It's worth it.
You're right. So the guy got the right answer and got to go on to play for $10,000. And this woman,
why were there other answers there? Nothing. Why did they have other answers up there?
Well, it was just that you had to come up with the top answer. There was only one answer. But
do they typically do that?
I think I don't know how they do Family Feud here in the States.
That's a nice little twist in Canada. They have contests with only one answer.
No one got to 300 points. Again, I don't know how the Family Feud does things here. I haven't watched it since Richard Dawson was the host.
I mean, if you were going to do that with just one answer, you could just ask math problems. Not really Family Feud, but it's not an opinion.
Everyone
might as well be.
Everyone's taking shots at this woman for saying chicken.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing: when they do the tiebreaker, they only have the number one answer on the board, right?
Okay.
So they ask Family Feud, they ask 100 Canadians.
Yes.
And here's the results.
We're
of the
not
survey.
Asking any Canadians. There's one answer.
No, they did ask 100 Canadians.
Oh.
Because after spinach comes up, the number 56 is after it, meaning 56% of people said that spinach was his favorite food. Other people had other answers. Mm. I imagine quite a lot of them said chicken. Now,
then why did they get an X then? Why didn't 44%?
Because it wasn't the number one answer. Okay, see, in a tiebreaker, you only can do the number one answer.
I guess I haven't seen that show in a while.
And you've never seen it, the CBC version.
Or just ask history questions.
Right, no. It sounds like Family Feud is just really becoming Jeopardy.
Yes. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Quad Cities River Bandits. Don't miss the River Bandits charity hot stove dinner and the silent auction that's going to be happening at Modern Woodman Park on Wednesday, January 29th, featuring Kansas City's Royals senior vice president and general manager, and he still has a job, and Moline native Dayton Moore. It's open to the public, $60 per person. Has not been suspended. $50 if you're a season ticket holder. Doors are going to be opening that night at 5:30, dinner at 6:30, and the program at 7 o'clock. For more information, contact our general manager, Joe, at joe@riverbandits.com or call 563-333-2768. The proceeds are going to benefit the Genesis Philanthropies Family Connects program. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Be sure to turn your favorite Capriati sandwich, whatever it might be, into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. They are open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. Remember the gift cards, because anytime is a good time to get Capriati's gift cards, because everybody loves Capriati's. Again, mention Nacho Radio when you're there for lunch or dinner, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
That's fantastic. This woman up there, by the way, Popeye's Chicken announced they gave her a gift.
Chicken!
They gave her a gift certificate for $10,000 to go to Popeye's Chicken.
Boy.
$10,000.
That's daunting.
When would you get that? Exactly. That sounds almost like a...
That's a death sentence.
A punishment.
It's a death sentence.
Right? Like...
I'm going to die now.
It's like Brewster's Millions, but with chicken.
It's
you have to spend $10,000
at our
restaurants.
Now I know how I'm going to die. It's going to be chicken poisoning.
If you got a gift card.
I'm going to die an 800-pound man.
Well, that's the thing.
I suppose at that point you're just always taking people to lunch.
Right. Let me pick it up.
Let me do it.
Let me guess where you want to go.
Can we go somewhere other than Popeye's? No.
Popeye's chicken has nothing to do with Popeye the Sailor.
No, it's not even...
Or like Popeye Doyle. French Connection.
No, like a...
That would have been a better theme idea for a restaurant. It's just a cop in a car waiting for some heroin to come in from France. That speaks to me.
Yeah, he's not a mascot. He's not part of the logo or anything.
No. No, he has nothing to do with the different Popeyes.
Popeyes.
Is it named after... Is Popeye Doyle? Is that where Popeyes gets their name from?
I feel like
I'm getting this wrong. No. How many damn Popeyes are there? I feel like the French Connection guy does have something to do with the restaurant.
No.
Are you sure? Popeye's Louisiana Chicken?
It was Gene Hackman's role in The Conversation that had something to do with Popeye's Chicken.
Well, right. He did both movies, right?
See.
Did he do both movies? Popeye's founder was Al Copeland. That's not Popeye. Where did they come up with the name? It was founded in 1972, and the idea was that they wanted to name it. There it is, after Popeye Doyle from the French Connection.
What? No, it's not.
The guy who founded the store said he named the stores after Jimmy Popeye Doyle in the movie The French Connection, and not the comic strip character. I thought I'd read that somewhere.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it is in fact named after the guy from Gene Hackman and the Conversation. Yeah.
But nothing. Do they have anything French on the menu?
Well, it's Louisiana.
Yeah, I suppose that's
right. They love their French people down there. Over by there, New Orleans.
Now the difference between a Creole and Cajun.
Mm-hmm.
One has tomatoes in it.
Oh, really?
Isn't that it? Isn't that the difference?
I hadn't heard.
That I think one is more of a city cuisine, and one is more of a country cuisine.
I guess that makes sense.
And one has tomatoes and one doesn't.
Number three involves Burt Ward from TV's Batman, who's in the news because he just got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Burt Ward played...
At this point, couldn't care less.
Oh, probably. No, he's still very into it.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, what else has he done?
Well, I'm just saying.
That's his whole gimmick. No, he's still cashing the checks to be Batman's ward.
I can't imagine those are big checks.
Dick Grayson? You don't think so?
You think he got a good deal?
I think he's made a living. I think Burt Ward...
Yes, but put on the costume again. I still got to put on the costume. He has to...
I bet he makes most of his money just going to comic book conventions. Well, that's what I'm saying,
in the costume. And...
He doesn't have to wear the costume.
I've never been able to really let myself go. I've always had to watch my figure.
Well, that's...
Have to get into the original costume.
Have you seen Burt Ward?
He's let himself go a little bit. That's not a consideration.
Oh,
okay.
No, yeah.
Maybe he's got a gift card for $10,000 to Popeye's.
It would explain some things. He got his Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Although, I wonder if... Is your mom still making capes?
I could ask.
Because take a look at that cape anything. Again.
Yeah?
It's a very smart... It's with the collar.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
It's a nice look.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so... He is saying now that the network, when he was doing Batman in 66 and 67, the Batman TV show, mm-hmm. same bat time, same bat channel.
Yeah.
He is now saying that the network was forcing him to take pills to make his penis shrink. Because there's a little bit too much going on there in the snug-fitting costume.
Oh.
He said, quote, "They thought that Robin had a very large bulge for television. And it became such a concern that the network made him go see a doctor who prescribed pills to, quote, shrink me up."
Uh-huh.
Ward says he stopped taking the penis shrinking medication almost
after advice from the Riddler.
Riddle me this.
Riddle me this, Bat Boy.
Consider yourself zing.
Zing of the day.
I'll tell you what. I'm the Riddler and I'm telling you, I wouldn't be taking those pills, Bat Boy.
On the advice of the Riddler, I'm going to stop taking the penis shrinking pills. Now, I have a lot of questions, but I
not only is he a menace, he's my lawyer.
This isn't a question mark on my costume, son. This is what your penis is going to look like if you keep taking those pills.
Zing of the day brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
You know, I had a heart-to-heart with the Riddler, and he said, you can't be taking those pills.
He gave me some really good legal advice and medical advice as well.
Yeah, I thank God the day the Riddler had me in his trailer.
You know,
and said,
he didn't graduate, but he went to both medical school and law school.
I love that in your scenario, he refers to Robin as Bat Boy. Sit down, Bat Boy. Let me tell you what's happening with your Schwartz.
My name's Robin. I don't think so.
You know who gets to talk in this trailer?
What do you mean?
People that aren't taking fistfuls of wiener shrinking pills. Sit down and shut up, Bat Boy. The Riddler's going to set you straight.
My name's Robin. I don't think so.
Your name is what I say it is. Riddle me this.
Who doesn't take saltpeter?
Well, saltpeter doesn't make your private parts shrink. It just is supposed to nullify your libido, right? Does saltpeter actually... I didn't know they made pills that made your wiener, your penis smaller. That doesn't make any sense. Who would take that?
Well, I don't think that it makes... I don't think it, like, permanently shrinks it. It's not permanently going to shrink. I mean, it's not going to actually change the size of your penis.
Well, that's what the ABC Network thought.
But I mean, it's not going to change. It's just going to, yes, it's going to kind of shrivel things up.
I don't, but why would, who would invent such a pill?
Well,
and who would take such a pill?
For people that you don't
look at, look at how I fit in these slacks. He says, quote, I took them for 3 days, and then I decided that they can probably keep me from having children.
I'm going to be doing the poster for Your Eyes Only.
Well, but they shoot that from the back. You'll be okay. He says, I stopped doing the pills, and I just used my cape to cover it. Okay. He went on to say that despite being on America's Most Popular TV Show when he was only 20 years old, it's not like he constantly had people coming on to him. He says, you have to understand, I never smoked, drank, or did drugs, so I never went to a bar in my entire life.
God, what a waste.
It's not to say I didn't go out and have a good time, but I never went out.
No, you did not.
And did what you think celebrities do. I was a straight-A student at UCLA. In fact, the dean at UCLA
Big
was...
Big deal, UCLA.
The dean at UCLA was upset with me when I left my third year to do Robin because she said I should have been a nuclear physicist. I was in the top...
I wasn't even studying that stuff.
I was in the top 3% of the United States in science and math.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, so he says. Is there anyone...
Couldn't get into Stanford, though, could you? Top 3% at UCLA.
You should know that Burt Ward and his wife, the bulk of his time and efforts and money,
yeah,
what he does 99% of the time, he runs the world's largest giant dog rescue charity.
Good for him.
He says, if it weren't for me, my wife Tracy, 15,500 dogs would be dead if it wasn't for us. At all times, we have a minimum of 50 dogs at our house with us.
Wow.
We make our own dog food. We discovered a way to double and triple the lifespan of dogs. Our food is in all the stores across America. It's called Gentle Giants, and we don't take a penny from it. Have you ever heard of this, Gentle Giants?
I don't know that I have.
Robin came up with that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's expanding their lives by threefold.
Well, if they're not getting put down.
Well, yes, I suppose. He's kind of doctoring the numbers, though.
It's just like he does... With his nuclear physicist story.
Top 3%.
Here you go, son. Take these. I bet they were giving him sugar pills just to see if he'd take it. Like, I bet this was a bet some executive came up with. We're going to sit him down here, and we're going to tell him to take these sugar pills to make his penis shrink just to see how badly he wants to be the boy wonder.
Number four.
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 Sit down, Bat Boy. Number four, there's a new commercial on TV for Burger King, and it's got a group of mothers furious because it uses the D word in the campaign.
This is what they're furious about. Jesus.
They're eating hamburgers, and at one point, the one guy looks at the bites in the burger, and he looks at the camera. And he goes, "Damn, that's good." And this group, 1 million moms, which is, I mean, haven't we learned in the past, this is really just one lunatic woman that says there's a million moms?
Mm-hmm.
Upset that the word "damn" is being used in a Burger King
Other
commercial.
People in public saying things have not upset you. Okay.
Burger King's Impossible Whopper ad is irresponsible and tasteless. It is extremely destructive and damaging to impressionable children viewing the commercial. We all know children repeat what they hear.
And this is what you're concerned with.
Can I tell you something? As a father of a child, if my kid were at dinner tonight, if my kid takes
damn,
a bite,
damn, this is a good
goes,
sandwich.
If he were to say, "God damn it, this spaghetti's delicious,"
well, I would take it as a compliment.
The ultimate compliment.
Uh huh.
Thank you.
Have you had the Impossible Whopper?
I have.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
When you throw the tomato and the lettuce and everything else on it,
yeah,
you're really hard pressed to tell the difference.
Yeah, you know you're.
Five.
Whew, there we go. Our fifth story.
Play the drop, Batboy.
A teenager was on an internship at NASA.
Yeah, oh.
And while he was there, day three of the internship, this kid, Wolf Cooker.
So what were you doing today at NASA? Not much.
Well, on his third day, he actually discovered a planet. Third day of the internship, 17-year-old
really
kid.
Wasn't that hard.
This kid's a senior in high school.
You've got lifetime people there.
Oh, they're furious.
Yeah.
It's his third day of an unpaid internship. He was...
What's wrong with you
they
people?
Gave him the job. Here, go through the date on this star's brightness on a light system that's 1,300 light years from Earth. And he goes, "I'm looking at this. What's this dark spot supposed to be?" And they go, "Dark spot? Well, the dark spot is, in fact, a planet that is seven times larger than Earth and orbits two stars."
Mm-hmm. Take that.
And yeah, he discovered a 17-year-old kid on his internship, day three of the internship, discovers a planet. People spend their whole lives looking for this stuff.
What
this
did he name just, it?
I think he called it Planet McPlaneton.
My anus. Take that.
Yeah, I don't know. Have they given it a name? I think the planet is
Isn't
called...
Isn't that up to him?
It's called TOI-133B.
No, you got to come up with something catchier than that.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. You should totally get to name it something bitchin' if you're a teenager that discovers a planet. But yeah, third day on the internship, and that's what he got done. And that, friends, is going to do it for today's edition of the top five things.
Which has been brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2020 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Gourmet hot iced and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today. You'll have access to everything we've ever done and our specialty programming. The podcast originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. And now you can get your Bobby grilled at Capriati's. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
This is the weird thing about that Astros story that I'm sure will get explained in the next couple of hours.
Astros, not asteroid.
Right. They suspended the general manager for a year,
yes.
They suspended the manager, A.J. Hinch.
Now, is that without pay?
I'm not sure how that works. Yeah, otherwise it's a paid vacation to cheat. You can't have that. But Alex Cora was the one that set all of this stuff up, and they haven't named any charges against Alex Cora.
Well, he's
Cora
the one
yet.
That's tied in there with the Red Sox as well.
Right. So he's
Wasn't he a White Sox?
The important thing is this.
Wasn't he?
Yeah.
Isn't that where he kind of cut his teeth?
Maybe.
Oh, brother. I'm brother.
But this is where it gets
all weird. I would say is keep digging.
He is the common denominator. You're thinking of Joey Cora.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Alex Cora was never with the Sox.
Okay. All right. Still, let's look into Joey Cora.
I'd rather we didn't. Anyway, Alex
Cora. They bought Apple Watches at the same time.
Alex
I'm just
Cora
saying.
Set this up, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And AJ Hinch, when he found out about it, he took a bat and smashed the monitors.
Mm.
That happened twice.
He kept setting it up.
Yeah, and AJ Hinch would be like, what are you doing? That's cheating. And he would take a bat and he would smash the monitors. The guy who smashed the monitors got suspended for a year. So what's waiting for Alex Cora? Well,
there you go.
Like, why would you get suspended when you're the guy that said, we're not doing this and smashing the...
Well, apparently you did
Didn't do
it.
Enough,
apparently
I guess.
Apparently you did do it.
Oh, wow. All right, Bat Boy, that's going to do it for this installment. Until we get a chance to
we'll
do it for
you
again.
Time.
Hang loose, Kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities repping spot. Navin board, yeah, we keeping it locked. Ride, guys, come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keep